Well, it is Vision Weekend at River Valley Church, and if you're new to the church, we do this every year at the start of the year, just kind of recap what happened the previous year, and then talk about what we're believing God for in this year. And I do want to say this, that it was an amazing year last year, as we had now more than ever, and that was our theme. I'm still in awe of what God did. We didn't just survive, we were thriving. There was something happening that was way beyond us. And I'm so thankful for his blessing and just all that he did. I'm aware of things that happened in this last year. We've been, again, still fighting a pandemic that's moving into an endemic. And there were losses. There were things that were struggles. But through all of that, God brought us through it. And it was an incredible year. We continued mission. It was Charlie, Mike, continue mission. And we have a lot to thank God for. If you remember last year, again, if you weren't with us, I want to get you up to speed. If last year we talked about the bullseye, and I put a bullseye up there, and I said that there would be a new bullseye for us. It'd be sending the 500 missionaries. I think we have the bullseye. We can show it and put it up there. Yeah, so I put it up there. I said, we have 500 missionaries. That's our bullseye. That's what we're going for. There's one change up there, if you can catch it fast enough, but I'll explain it in just a minute. But our bullseye was to send 500 missionaries, and we refocused, and we said, now more than ever, we got to go after this and not give up. As the world was pulling back, we were pushing forward. And the verse that was just motivating us was Romans 10, verse 14 and 15. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one on whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. We were saying, God, we're going to be the people that bring good news, and we are going to send missionaries out into this world to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, as we were doing this, and we had the bullseye, go ahead and throw it back up there. There's just one change that we made. One of the changes that I announced last year was we wanted to teach 1,000 churches how to do kingdom builders and get them to $1 million annually, and that would be $1 billion for the kingdom of God. And no sooner had we started to do that, I started looking for large churches to coach, and then smaller churches came by, and there was just the tension of like, I'm trying to get to 1 million. I don't see a church of 200 getting there, and I found myself conflicted, and I realized I don't want to just say this is only for the big churches. This is for all churches. And so our staff prayed about it. We said, we're changing it from 1,000 churches that will get to 1 million. We said, we want to teach 10,000 churches how to get to do kingdom builders and to get to $1 billion so that the smallest church can increase their giving and be a part of it. The largest church can be a part of it, and we can help train other churches how to do what we're doing for kingdom builders. So again, we're just tweaking it and saying we want to be more kingdom minded, more every church minded. I mean, I was sitting there thinking, how do you exclude 350,000 of the 380,000 churches in America and only go after 30,000 and forget about 350. So we're going after all 380. We'll start with 10,000, all right? So that's the plan. And to accomplish this, we started doing our generosity accelerator, and we've been teaching churches already how to do it. And this next year, we'll be doing it in New Jersey, Michigan, Hawaii, Texas, Nebraska, and more. And we're teaching other churches how to do what we do with kingdom builders. Now, last year, we said it's not how big we get, it's how fast we can send those 500. We've been praying about that. And so I just want to review a little bit about what God did last year and then move into this year. God was still moving. So grateful. We saw 4,499 salvations in person and online. And for that, I think we need to say praise God for 4,499 people saying yes. Now, we saw 381 people going to water baptism. And I was like, I don't know what COVID did, but it made people afraid of water. All right? And we need, if you've said yes to Jesus, your next step is to say, I want to be water baptized. A public statement. A public statement in front of everybody. Invite your friends. Seal on the outside what God has done on the inside, and don't be ashamed of it. And I don't know if we need to increase the frequency of this or have super baptism days or rent a lake, or you don't have to rent a lake, but go to the lake and do whatever it takes But we got to increase that number. But praise God for that. 4,251 people were on serve teams. And to put that in perspective, you are using your gifts and talents to serve the church. Pre-COVID, that number was 5,112. So we're getting back there. When we open after COVID, people are like, I'm not sure I want to serve. I'm not sure I want to be with kids. I'm not sure I want to. And it's taken a while to get people back. But I'm believing that God will get us back to pre-pandemic numbers. But we had 4,251 people that said, I'm in, I'm using my gifts. Praise God for that. We had 1,081 people on serve day. So we had a serve day in July, and we had 1,081 people that just said on that day, men, women, children, we're gonna serve our cities, and praise God for that. 574 people continued to do serve your city events throughout the year, street teams and different things. So we praise God for the push on the one day and then the 574 that just kept doing it. But I want you to circle this date, July 16th. July 16th, put a reminder, that's Serve Your City Day. That's the day that we're gonna do it. And as I share the goal for this year, it's gonna be important that you circle that date. Don't let it surprise you. Don't let that day fly by like it's an opportunity to show people that don't know Jesus that we love the city they live in, we love the schools they go to, we love the parks that they play in, and we're gonna do something to serve our city that day. Now, we gave to missions, and I wanna be very clear and explain this. Our kingdom builders and our missions are different. Missions is just the money that we give to people to tell them about Jesus Christ that don't know, places that have little or no access to the gospel of Jesus Christ, places outside of our cities, outside of our campuses. So anything that's like buildings that we buy doesn't count for missions. It counts for outreach to our city, but we don't count that as missions. Anything that we do investing in future Christian leaders, don't count that as missions. Missions is clearly something that we are saying we want to reach those people that don't know Jesus. And with that number, just so you know, the money that we gave just to missions was $8,290,000. $8,290,000. Praise God. And in our fellowship that we're part of, no one had broken 4 million, 5 million, 6 million, 7 million. We've been the first to break each of these. We're the first to break 8 million. And I'm believing God that that number will continue to climb. By the way, that also does not include global teams. Like anybody that did a global team, that doesn't count that too. That's over and above on top of that. That is just money that was given to missionaries and missions agencies and things that advance missions. We also sent out 50 global teams. 25 of them were virtual, 16 were domestic, and 9 were international. And of course, on the 500 missionaries, our bullseye is to send 500. We started the year, we had sent out 148. And by the end of the year, we are now at 171. Even in the pandemic, people are saying, here am I, send me. We sent them to Turkey and Ghana and Northern Asia and Mexico and Spain and Zimbabwe and more. We sent them. And I said, here am I, send me. And some of those had to do restrictions and things that they had to do that you would never sign up for. Never sign up for. And quarantines and things just to get into a country so they could preach the gospel. It would have been so easy to say, I'm not doing that. And they said, I'll do it. I'll do the hard things. Thank you for those that said yes. We also have 331 people in our MAP, which is our Missionary Action Pipeline. People that are wondering, maybe I'm called to go. Maybe it's more than just a global team I'm supposed to go on. Maybe I'm one of the 500 missionaries. Well, I just added it up. If we add up the 171 and the 331, that takes us over 500. Now, not all the 331 are gonna go, so we still need more people to say yes, all right? We probably need to double the number in the Missionary Action Pipeline to be able to get to that 500. And so if you're interested in being a part of the missionary, like I might be one of the 500. I'd love to talk to somebody. You could text the words, the 500 to 94,000, the 500 to 94,000, and be able to do that. And I look forward to the day that we get to 250, get halfway there. And then when we hit 500, I don't know what kind of party we're gonna throw, but we're throwing a party, I'm just saying. When we get to 500. And so please, 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 if you feel you're part of that, say, send it, the 594,000. Now, the big thing that we've all been waiting for, Kingdom Builders, we said the goal is 7.5, and I just say, Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase my faith. I said 7.5 million. We didn't go to 7.5. We went 7.5, 8.5, 9.5. Our final number for the year was 10,416,135. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes. That means every project was 100% funded. That means we funded bonus projects. That means that you did so much more than we ever thought, that we just were dreaming about. And I really want to read this as a declaration. If we could throw this on the screen for everybody, I want us to read this together. I don't know that we've ever done much of this, but Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, we did that sermon over and above, but I want us to just read this as a declaration. Matter of fact, I want us to stand at all the campuses, even online. If you could stand wherever you're at, stand. I want us to read this, Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Let's say it together. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Come on, let's give God one more hand clap of praise. That's our declaration in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Now, for this year, I felt a desire to see so much more supernatural behind our natural. God has blessed us with a church that just is able to move forward in excellence, that is so gifted and so talented. I'm in awe so many times at the gifts and talents that people have in our church, working with kids and on our worship team and leading small groups and leading global team. I'm just in awe of the gifts that God has here. And we do it with excellence. We use our gifts. We put so much effort. It's not like what is happening now is just like we just show up and it happens. No, so many of you give so many hours and do so much behind it. There's so much effort behind it. And there's always been supernatural on the effort, but I just felt God say, I need more supernatural on your efforts this year. More supernatural. And that's where I felt God say over and over again, ask, seek, pray. That is your theme for this year. Ask, seek, pray. It's actually a song of our house that we have recorded, and this weekend has been recorded and will be released on YouTube. I believe it'll be on a recording project in the future. Ask, seek, pray. It's more than numbers. I believe there's an anointing of God that's connected to it. The power of God is connected to this theme. It's his presence. It's the miraculous. And it's something that God wants to take us to another level. And it's beyond effort. It's supernatural. It's supernatural. And the text for this year, the biblical text, will be found in Matthew 7, which is from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is preaching here. And in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, it says this, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. Ask, seek, knock. Ask, seek, knock. That's what the scripture says. Now, our theme for the year is ask, seek, pray. Why? Because that's what our song said, all right? And we're not changing the song. And I thought about this. If you want, when you're singing the song, ask, seek, pray, you can just be knocking while you're singing it. Lord, we ask, we seek, we pray. And that's also yes in sign language. So we're saying yes for all the prayer. And like, so you can do that, all right? But it's ask, seek, pray. But the text is ask, seek, knock. Now, I want to share these goals as we ask, we seek, we pray. Again, I announced that we wanted to start a new campus. We announced that Maple Grove is the destination, and we are going to launch it this year, and I need your prayer. We need to ask, seek, pray for that location. We are coming up to a blockage. The next nearest blockage we've seen is when we wanted to start the Crosstown campus. It took us knocking and asking and seeking. We had to fast and pray, and I need us to ask and seek and pray because I believe our goal for this year, that campus needs to start It needs a home, and we're securing the launch team. Don't anybody quit. But when the moment and the green light is given, we're going for it. And I want you to, that's part of our vision. I want to see us give over $8 million again to missions. I want us to see us do that. And I want us, just jump right into this. I want us to go over $10 million again for Kingdom Builders. You say, why didn't it increase? I want to ask God to do it again. I want to ask God to do it again. I want us to hold the gains. I had a picture as I was praying, like the gain was so far out there, I didn't want to gain 3 million over the goal and then lose two. I didn't want to go 3 forward, 2 back. I want to hold the gains. I want to hold the gains, and I'm asking, like, in my mind, I thought it was going to take us 4 more years to get to 10 million. And for us to go over 10 million, I'm saying, God, let us hold that line right now and go. Let it go above that, but let us hold the line. And I'm thinking, Kingdom of God, compound interest. What is it worth in the Kingdom of God that millions of dollars went out 4 years earlier? And if we could do that year after year after, remember, our goal as a church was to get to 10. We got there. I want to hold it, and then give me a year and I'll get a bigger number. All right. So we're going to hold this right now and we're going to pray. Now, I want you to understand, there were significant large gifts in that number. There were significant, like nothing we've seen before. There was a significant increase in the quantity of gifts, the amount of people that said, I'm in. There, and so I don't want to presume upon people's capacity to give. I want us to hold the gains. And I'm believing that maybe this person was up this year and it's going to be here, and God's going to be using different people throughout our church and all of us to continue to increase for world missions and for Kingdom Builders. In addition to that, though, I am praying for increase. I'm not bad. I'm praying for increase. I'm praying for a greater level of involvement. I'm praying for supernatural multiplication. We're reading through the Bible right now. We're reading the Gospels with our soap sprint. And I'm like seeing the feeding of the multitude, the 5,000. I'm like, Lord, if you could take a couple fish, a couple loaf of bread, what could you do with our Kingdom Builders? Put a little supernatural anointing on Kingdom Builders as we ask, we seek, we pray. So I'm believing for that, 8 million again for missions, 10 million again. We hold the gains in those two areas. For our Serve the City, the reason I ask you to circle the date, I want to see that number double. I don't believe it was enough to have one. Now I know it was COVID, and I know people like we're getting together, we're going out. Some people are like getting together in a group, but hey, this next year, I want to see our Serve Our City number double to 2,162. So July 16th, circle the date. Campus pastors, you better put a big red circle around that, because you, along with local projects, that's your goal. We need to be an army out there that can be seen. Hey, the church is alive. The church is not dying. The church is present, and you're all going to get a matching shirt to wear. Kids have them. We're going to go out. It's going to catch the eye, and God's going to use it. I want to see us double that number. I want to see 1,000 new people using their gifts and talents. I want us to get back to pre-pandemic number. So I want to see 1,000 more people say, I'm in. I will use my gifts. I won't just watch online. I won't just sit in the row. I'm going to be used by God. People will come back and use their gifts that they have been using. And new people that have joined our church will say, I'm going to use my gifts. You need to use your gifts. God wants you to use your gifts in this church. This is not a spectator thing. This is where we believe God has gifted you to use that. So 1,000 more people, getting us back to just over pre-pandemic numbers. Now, with ask, seek, pray, or ask, seek, knock, pray, and don't think not pray, it's ask, seek, knock, pray, all right? Ask, seek, knock, pray. In this text in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, the words that are here, I want to explain them to you. For ask, seek, and knock. The word that's used in the Bible for the word ask means I ask, I request, I petition, I demand. That's what that word means. It doesn't, like, I'm going to ask. I mean, it's not too much of a bother. If I, it's okay if I ask for a couple of things. It's no, I'm asking, I'm requesting, I'm petitioning, I'm demanding. All right? The word for seek is a word that means I seek, I search for, I desire, I require, I demand. Notice both words have the word demand as part of their definition. And the word for knock means I knock, I beat at the door with a stick to gain admittance. All right? Now, I didn't have a stick because it's winter and I didn't want to go outside and grab one in the weather. But I did have a Japanese practice sword. All right? I have a sword collection. I know it's an odd thing, but it's the closest thing to a stick. Listen to that. That's a stick. All right. I guess when they're training samurai, they don't get hurt that way. All right. That's my stick. All right. And this is saying, hey, the intensity of this year, Lord, is I ask, I seek, I knock. I'm going to keep knocking. I want admittance. Who wants a healing this year? Come on, get a stick and pray for healing. What do you believe in God for? This is a year to ask, seek, knock, pray, and not give up. I'm going to go after it. And I know this is hard, like, because we're so polite. We are so polite. Lord, again, if you got a miracle, spare one, not anybody else's. I don't want to take anybody else's, so if you got a spare one. The Lord has your miracle. What if it's just waiting for you to knock and go after it and keep knocking? Jesus, like, it's like the widow, he's saying, like the widow that just kept demanding justice from the judge. And the judge is like, she wearies me. I've got to give her what she wants. Ask, seek, knock. That's the way I want us to go into 2022. Ask, seek, knock. Somebody need to get a stick for your prayer meeting, all right? Don't bring it to church. Leave it in the car, all right? Ask, seek, knock, pray. There's an intensity to what Jesus, this is Jesus talking. Matthew records it, but Jesus is talking. Ask, seek, knock, get a stick, demand your way in. I thought about this. I have to have Becca preach that message about tenacious mama faith when she said, our son has autism and we want to see him healed. It was like, ask, seek, knock, pray, knock it down. This is what we're going after this year. There's an imperative there. It's in the present tense. It's like, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, keep praying. We come against doubt in Jesus' name. You say, I prayed for 20 years. We're going to pray for 21. We're going to get a stick with this year's prayer, and we're going to ask, we're going to seek, we're going to knock. We're going to go after this, and you're saying, I'm getting my miracle. I'm getting my healing. I'm getting what I seek for. I'm getting what I desire. I want to see the increased intensity. Now, Jesus uses a triplet here. Ask, seek, knock. And with that, that would help people to remember. It was a way to like, boom, 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 boom. And it would help people to remember it. But he also, with this triplet of ask, seek, knock, he gives an answer for it. He says, if you ask, you'll receive. If you'll seek, you'll find. If you'll knock, it'll be opened. Aren't you glad he didn't just say like, ask, seek, knock, see if I'll open it, see if I'll do it. He's like, no, if you ask, you'll receive. If you seek, you're going to find. If you knock, it's going to be opened. You're going to go for it. So what are you going to ask for? I want to go through this. Ask, seek, and pray. What are we going to ask for? In 2022, we are going to ask for the nations. We are going to ask for nations to know Jesus Christ. We are going to pray specifically by name, and I'll get to that. We're going to ask for the power of the Holy Spirit. Some of you have been praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're going to ask for the power of the Holy Spirit on your life. We're going to ask for the good things because that's what the text said, that God wants to give us good things. We're going to ask for revival. We're going to ask the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest field. We're going to ask God for the 500. We're going to ask him for these things this year. What are we going to seek this year? We're going to seek, first of all, his face. We are going to seek his face, his presence. A lot of us know the verse in 2 Chronicles, and you'll see it many times at like prayers for a nation or if people are agitated with the way leaders are leading, and they'll do 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it's an appropriate scripture, but I want you to see this. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. We like to humble, pray, and sometimes evangelists like turn from their wicked way. Okay, but seek his face. We need to seek his face. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Psalm 27:8 says, my heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Daniel Henderson, author, said this: if you seek God's hand, like gimme, 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 you'll miss his face. But if you seek his face, you'll get his hand also. We're going to seek his face. We're to come into his presence. We are going to seek God's face. And we're going to be seeking him through our prayer time, our worship. I want to encourage you right now to seek his face with the soap sprint we're doing. Some of you have missed the start date, all right? You missed Matthew and Mark. But on Sunday, we start with Luke chapter 1. So you just missed Matthew and Mark. Start with Luke and go all the way through to Revelation. We're going to read it right through, and you can get the soap sprint, and then you can just come right back, get Matthew and Mark, and get all. But start, don't, well, I missed the start. Luke is a great place to start. Sunday, so let's start on Luke and let's do this. Let's seek his face. Additionally, in addition to seeking his face, we're going to seek and save the lost. Jesus came for that. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." We're going to share our faith. I challenge you this year to seek the lost. Share your faith with someone. Here's what I believe. Here's how Jesus changed my life. I encourage you and I challenge you to invite someone to church this year. For the last 2 years, it was like pandemic free pass. It's over. We need to like invite people to church. We need to share the message of Jesus Christ with people. You need to have that where you're standing in the lobby waiting for somebody, or better yet, go pick them up and bring them to church. I'm saying that we're going to seek and save the lost. Don't give up on people far away from God. Well, they're too far. No, they're not. They are not too far. So we're going to ask, we're going to seek, and we're going to pray. What are we going to do? We're going to pray for, and we're going to pray forward. We're going to pray for, and we're going to pray forward. We're going to pray for the needs. We're going to pray for healing. We're going to pray for breakthrough. We're going to pray for jobs. We're going to pray for increase. We're going to pray for your family. We're going to pray for desires. We're going to just believe like we have not because we ask not, and we're going to pray for things, okay? I am praying that this year our prayer teams will be flooded with people. Matter of fact, I just believe this. I believe 100 of the people of the 1,000 should be prayer team members. I just believe we need to have, if this is our theme, ask, seek, pray, we need 100 people to be part of prayer teams so that we can increase at all of our campuses. And at the end of services, there's a hunger to ask, to seek, and pray. Pray for, but we're going to pray forward. What does that mean? I can't tell you how many times I've been a part of a prayer meeting or just a gathering. Hey, is there anything we can pray for you? And you're like, nope, all good. Next person, how you doing? Anything we can pray for? Nope, all good. Because I'm like, don't have COVID, kind of feeling healthy. My job's good, kids are good, getting good grades. You know, like, I'm good, I'm good. It's like, you're only thinking of the pray for. We should have a pray forward list too. Hey, you got anything we pray for? Yeah. This is what we're praying for. I'm praying for the recording project. I'm actually running sound on that thing, or I'm running a camera. Hey, we're praying for the conference that's coming up. We're believing God for hundreds of churches to be here. Hey, we're praying for Easter weekend. I got saved on Easter weekend. I'm already circled that date, and I'm praying for it. Hey, I'm praying for KB to go over 10 million. I'm praying for Pastor Rob to be embarrassed that it goes to 13 million. I'm praying for the miracle offering. Hey, what are you praying for? I'm praying for the 500 missionaries. I'm praying that someone will go to this country that doesn't have a missionary. I'm praying for the buildings that we need to secure because we need several buildings, and we are praying right now for several buildings. I'm praying for the opening of the Maple Grove campus. I'm praying for the Sparkle Conference. I'm praying for the altar calls, the salvation. I'm praying for global teams that we can do less virtual and more in person and that people go. I'm praying forward for the small groups. I'm praying for the generosity accelerators. You understand? Well, you should have a pray forward list. Even if you do, oh, check, no, pulse is good, COVID, all right, clear, yeah. All right, there should be a pray forward. I close with this. I want you to be ready for some new things that'll be added. We're going to have, now I don't have all the dates for this, but my team's going to scramble because I haven't even told them this. This is coming out fresh and hot right now. All right. We're going to have a prayer meeting to pray for the nations. And what I picture in my mind is a prayer meeting for the nations where people from those countries will pray. I can see flags waving like the Olympics or like soccer, ole, ole. I just can see something big, a prayer for the nations, praying for people that feel called to there. And we're going to have a prayer for the nations. And I want to have a day where we pray for the nations. I believe that we're going to have a seek week. What do I mean by that? We're going to have a seek week. And what I envision is that we'll have a praise and worship night going on every night of the week. Every night of the week. And we could have like, for instance, we could have Faribault and City Campus at the same night. And then Minnetrista and Apple Valley, Shakopee and Woodbury, you understand? And we have all the different campuses worshiping. So you'd have two options and you can go. And I just think it's a week just to seek his face. We're just saying, God, we're going to ask, we're going to seek, we're going to pray. Tonight is not just, it's just a night to seek your face and to say, we're putting all that aside and we're going to seek, we're going to have a week of that. I believe we need to have healing prayer meetings where we pray for the sick to be healed in Jesus' name. God has done too many miracles in our family, in our life, for us not to have time to focus on prayer for healing. I want to have a 24-hour prayer meeting in person, in person. I want people to show up in person. You say, well, that might be far from my campus. That's okay. I think about the people in the Bible days. They would walk for days to get to the temple, have theirs, and then go back. I want us to get in the car, drive 45 minutes, and let's pray for an hour or two. And I want 24 hours of prayer in a location. We'll also do one online, but I want one in a location where I envision even people that are on an online campus fly in for this. I just do. I think God will do something with the effort, with the hunger. And I'll speak this out again. My staff doesn't know this, but if you're on the staff or if you're an intern and you've never done an all-night prayer meeting, you're taking the midnight till 5:30 shift because, no, I'm not kidding. I remember the first time I did an all-night prayer meeting where I stayed up all night and said, God, we need more. If we need more, I need you more than I need sleep. And so if you're an intern, or if you're on staff and you've never done an all-night prayer meeting, you're going to be signing up 12 to 5:30, all right? You're doing the night shift there. The 21 days of prayer and fasting starts on the 10th, and I want you to join us. There's online instruction for that. We want to ask, we want to seek, we want to pray. I want us to ask, seek, knock, pray. I want us to grab the stick, find some intensity. Ask, seek, knock, pray. I broke it. I was so intense. I broke it. Break the stick. Do whatever it takes. This is the year to ask, seek, knock, and pray. Come on, stand to your feet. I want us to ask, seek, knock, pray. In just a moment at our campuses, I want us to sing it again. But I want us to ask, seek, knock, and pray. God, you did so much, but there's still so much more to do. May we ask, may we seek, may we knock, may we pray, may we go after you with a greater tenacity, Lord, than we ever have before. God, do it again. Do more than we could ask, imagine, dream, or think. We ask, seek, pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.